In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Father Tom, and I have a guest with me today, Maria Vadia, and we're going to be speaking about what the Lord said, "I have come to seek and save that which was lost." Maria, why don't you begin to talk about how Jesus saves the lost?
Oh, yes, Father, we are here for Jesus. We are in this planet alive for Jesus. And He draws us to Himself. He fills us with the Holy Spirit. He gives us His heart full of compassion for the lost. And He wants to use us to bring the lost people in. What do I mean by the lost? These are people that do not know Jesus. You could be a banker, you could be an architect, you could be a housewife, you could be a multimillionaire, you could be a priest and not know Jesus. If you do not know Jesus, you're lost. So we are here in this planet to bring the lost into the kingdom of God. And I can totally identify, because I was one of those lost people until I was 37 years old. And wow, the Lord grabbed my life. He filled me with the Holy Spirit. He put a fire in my heart to tell people about Jesus. And this is what I do. I live for Him. I have that fire in my heart to tell people about Jesus and to bring them into the kingdom of God. And we just partner with the Holy Spirit to do this. We're not alone in this, and that's why He has given us the Holy Spirit.
Why don't you tell them your conversion experience, when it started with the Holy Father John Paul II?
Well, before that, my sister prayed for me for 7 years, and she was the one that was the first person to really talk to me about Jesus and about the power of the blood of Jesus and the cross and what Jesus had done for me. But I was deaf and I was blind, and I used to tell her to shut up, stop it, I don't want to hear it. Little did I know that together with her friends, they would pray for me 7 years praying. And what happened to me is that I had a vacuum in my heart. I had an emptiness. Even though I was married, 4 children, all the money in the world, all the material things the world has to offer, I had them. I could travel. I could go shopping every single day. I had no financial limitations. I had everything the world had to offer. In the midst of that materialism, I felt empty. I felt that my life had no meaning and purpose. And when the Pope came to Miami in 1987, I went to see the Pope for the wrong reasons. It did not occur to me to pray and say, "God, heal my heart." See, that was not part of my mindset. I did not know that you could even say such a thing. So I went to see the Pope for the wrong reasons. I thought he was really cute, and I just liked him. And that day, during the Pope's visit, there was a thundering and lightning and rainstorm that came upon us, and we were sent back home. But something happened to me. I was filled with the love of God sovereignly. I was just there, and I got wet with the rain, the physical rain, but also in the spiritual. I got filled with the love of God, and suddenly I loved people, even though I had had a long list of people I hated. So I knew God had done something in my life. I still did not know Jesus, but the Lord was drawing me to Himself. So I attended a charismatic prayer group. I did a Life in the Spirit seminar, and that was that. I surrendered my life to Jesus, and I told the Lord, "I've lived for myself for 37 years. Take my life now. Do with me whatever you want. I'm alive for you." And that's it. I have that fire to bring people to Jesus now.
That's wonderful, because you see, God knew her heart, that all the riches in the world couldn't make the difference, that all the clothes that she had couldn't make the difference, all the boats that she had couldn't make the difference. But when Jesus came, her heart was filled with love.
Yes, and my life had meaning and my life had purpose. So the Lord has given me that fire and that compassion for the lost. So this is, Father, this is why I'm always on a plane. This is why I'm always traveling. This is why I'm always going to the north, south, east, and west, taking the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of God to people. Because salvation is there for everyone that wants it. And everyone needs to be saved. And Jesus is the only Savior.
That's real. That's real. I remember once being in Nantucket, and there were these evangelical kids that were preaching the gospel. And I remember this guy standing up saying, I'm a Catholic, and Catholics believe that it doesn't matter if it's Jesus, it could be Buddha. And I stood up, I had my Mickey Mouse shirt on. I said, Catholics believe there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, I got an audience, and I didn't want to steal the audience from the kids, so I sat down. Jesus is the way to God, the only way to God. There's no other way to God but Jesus. There's no other name under heaven by which we are saved, only Jesus. You say that's not fair. I'll tell you what fair is. The only way to get to Holy Rosary is to be on Shirley Street. That's not fair. It's just real. Might not be fair, but it's real. It's true. The only way, you can't get to Holy Rosary unless you're on Shirley Street. You can't get to the Father unless you go through Jesus. No other way.
And who are we to complain? I mean, all of us were lost. The human race fell out of grace. We were separated from God, all of us. Like Paul says in Romans 3, 22-23, all have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God. So because of the sin of Adam, because of the sin, we were separated from God. There's a wall of division that came, which only Jesus took down. This is why Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through Him. So now we are the ones that tell other people about Jesus. We become the good news. We become the way into the kingdom of God because we carry that truth, and everyone needs to be saved. I don't care if you have heard about Jesus all your life. It's not hearing about Him. You need to know Him, because I had heard about Jesus all my life in my Catholic schools, and I used to win the award for catechism. If I would have died, I would have gone to hell, because I did not know the Lord, because I was living in rebellion, because I was doing my own thing. But God had mercy on me, and now when I understood what Jesus had done for me, I totally gave my life to Him, and I said, Lord, take it. Lord, use it. I wanna bring people to You. And so the Lord gave me meaning and purpose in my life. I'm alive for Him. I am alive for Jesus. And for those of you who are listening, there is no greater calling, there is no greater honor, there is no greater privilege than to partner with the Holy Spirit to bring the lost people to Jesus. And this is exactly what the Lord wants. In Mark 16, just before the Lord ascends back to the Father, this is very clear for you who say, I don't know what God wants from me. Well, this is what God wants for you. This is how we start. Jesus said, starting in verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. That means everyone. That means everyone in your family, everyone in your workplace, everyone in your neighborhood, everyone in your church, everyone that the Lord brings into your sphere of influence. Verse 16, he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved. But he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. And these are the words of the Lord. So we have to catch the revelation that apart from Jesus, there is no salvation. And that a person that rejects Jesus, a person that wants nothing with Jesus, will face eternal death and condemnation. And we don't want this. Jesus died for everyone. Salvation has already taken place. It's up to the people now to repent and then to turn to the Lord. And that's why we're alive, to tell people about Jesus.
I remember when Matthew got converted at his tax collector booth, he had a big party of all sinners. They were just filling the house, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees looked and said, He's supposed to be a prophet. He's eating with sinners and tax collectors. Well, why not? Because he came to seek and save that which was lost. I'm going to tell you a secret. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were more lost than the other people because these people around the table knew they were lost.
Yes, and it's the same idea in Luke 15 in the parable of the prodigal son. When the prodigal son repented and turned back to the father ran to him. The father ran to him. The father kissed him. The father embraced him, even though he was smelling like a pig. The father put a robe on him, a ring on his finger, gave him a new pair of sandals. And there was a feast that went on because the father said, "This son of mine was lost and now has been found." So the father celebrated. There was music. There was dancing. There was joy. There was celebration because a lost son had returned to the father. What happened to the eldest brother? He got all upset. He was so angry. He was so angry. He had the spirit of the Pharisee's father. He had the same spirit. He could not even rejoice when his brother who was lost turned back to the Lord. I have a word from the Bible from Proverbs 24. And this is what the Bible says, verse 11. Deliver those who are being taken away to death. That means snatch them out of the way to death. Deliver them. Those who are being taken away to death. If you're not with Jesus, you're going in the wrong direction. This is all I'm telling you. And those who are staggering to slaughter, oh, hold them back. Hold them back. In other words, we need to pray for the lost in our lives and then share with them the good news. Not with condemnation, but with love and with joy because the Lord loves them. Verse 12, if you say, "See, we did not know this," does he not consider it who weighs the hearts? So we cannot be making excuses. This is it. We cannot be making excuses. You cannot be thinking, "Well, I really didn't know it. Oh, well, I'm not a good speaker. Oh, well, people are going to listen. Oh, I'm stupid. Oh, I'm good for nothing." No, these are all lies from the enemy. If you know Jesus, you have a responsibility to tell others about him so that they can receive that gift of salvation, which is a free gift.
A free gift given to you today. Grace is a free gift. And you know, I'm going to ask Maria to share about her brother's conversion. I love to hear this story. I've heard it many times. It's a beautiful story. He wasn't even looking for Jesus, but Jesus was looking for him.
That's right, Father. I prayed for my older brother. His name is Rene. For 15 years. And I was not hitting the targets with my prayer. My brother was involved in New Age, in Hinduism, in Buddhism, in reincarnation. He was involved in Spiritism, and he did not want anything to do with Jesus. Nothing to do with Jesus. And my mother, who was a doctor, had heart surgery at age 82. And she came out of the surgery just fine. But 2 or 3 days later, when she was already out of intensive care, she started to have hemorrhages. She started to bleed, and it could not be controlled. Now, I did not know this. I just had a sense. I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, "Go to the hospital right now." And that's what I did, praise God. And when I went inside the hospital room, my mother was dying from hemorrhages. And the nurses kept coming and giving her blood transfusions. And the blood was coming out. Just as they were giving the blood transfusion, she was losing all that blood. She was hemorrhaging to death. 82 years old, after major surgery, she was hemorrhaging to death. And my brother, the doctor, was standing next to her bed, unable to do anything. But you know what? I walked in just at the nick of time. And I am his little sister. But I have a big God that lives inside of me. His name is Holy Spirit. His name is Jesus. And the Spirit gives us gifts of healings and miracles. And I laid hands on my mother and I prayed in the language of the Spirit like a wild woman, shouting because I was battling the spirit of death over my mother. And I was praying in the Spirit like a lunatic. I sounded like a lunatic. I was doing battle. I was doing violent battle against the enemy and his spirit of death, and I was shouting in my spirit language, and my brother was watching everything. And when the Lord said, "It's okay now," I stopped. And the nurses came and took my mother. And within half an hour, the nurses came back and said, "The hemorrhages have stopped." And I knew that the Lord had done a miracle. And that evening, my brother said, "Maria, it was Jesus who healed mom, wasn't it?" I said, "Yes, it was Jesus who healed mom." My brother said to me, "When you walked up to mom and you laid hands on her stomach, I saw Jesus standing next to you." So, brothers and sisters, it's because that demonstration, that display of the power and the glory of the kingdom of God, it's because of that that my brother has now turned to the Lord completely and is following Jesus with 100% of his being. He is on fire for the Lord. He is full of the Holy Spirit, full of love and compassion for the lost. But it took that miracle to make his head turn towards the right to the right person, towards the right direction. So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive everything that we need to destroy the works of the devil.
The Holy Spirit, you know, when I'm Catholic, I'm a Catholic priest, but, you know, we take him out at Pentecost, put him in a bird cage, take him out again on confirmation, put him in a bird cage, and we forget that our life is in the Holy Spirit, that without the Holy Spirit, we cannot know Jesus. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot minister to the sick. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit. "You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth."
I remember in our prayer group, King Jesus prayer group in Miami, somebody brought this young mother. Her name is Maria, just like me. And wow, you talk about the lost. Let me tell you something. This lady had had like 5 abortions before she got married. She had lost her first husband, who was a cocaine addict. He died doing cocaine. She has 2 daughters. At that time, they were small daughters, small girls. She was planning to commit suicide and kill her 2 daughters also. And a friend brought her to the prayer group. You talk about being lost. She was a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, wanted to kill herself and kill her 2 daughters. She had no desire to live. She had no desire to stay alive. She just wanted to die. And I'm telling you, we ministered to her. She gave her life to Jesus. She repented. She turned to the Lord. We prophesied over her life. She got filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit filled her from head to toe. She received her prayer language. Brothers and sisters, you should see her today. She is filled with joy. And together with her second husband, they have bought a piece of land in North Carolina, and they have opened, together with somebody else, they have opened a house for recovering drug addicts and alcoholics for women. So this is what God does. You who are listening, the worst things in your life, the things that have brought you the most shame, the things that happened to you that were horrible, and the things that you did that were horrible, when the Lord takes your life, he redeems all of this, and he will use it for his glory. He will use it for his glory. And there is a young woman, your name is Marilyn, and you are hearing this broadcast, and you feel lost, and you feel that your life has no meaning and purpose. I'm telling you, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Open your heart now to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are listening and you have never given your life to Jesus, just turn to the Lord right now. Get on your knees, or if you're driving, just keep driving. But I want you to repeat this. Say, "Papa, I turn to you right now with a repentant heart. I turn to you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Wash away all my sin. Make me white as snow. I invite you into my heart as my Lord and as my Savior. Lord, forgive me. I repent of all my sin. Come, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. You are my Lord and you are my Savior. And now ask the Holy Spirit to fill you from head to toe. Holy Spirit, just come. You know the hungry ones that are out there. Fill them now with your presence. Fill them with the fullness of your love. Fill them with your fire from head to toe. Let them have an encounter with Jesus. Reveal the goodness and the excellence of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Now there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Some of you have been under spirit of guilt and shame and condemnation. In Christ Jesus, all these things are broken and taken away.
We are in the beginning of the School of the Holy Spirit, and we're inviting you to come tonight, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evening, to come to and worship the Lord and come and hear the stories of what God is doing on the earth. So you are invited to invite them, Maria.
Yes, I invite all of you to come to the School of the Holy Spirit in Holy Rosary Church in Winthrop. We start every morning at 9 with a mass. We praise and worship, and then we have a teaching and an activation. Then we take a break starting at 1:30 to 7 p.m., and then again we're back in the church praising and worshiping and being activated, being set free. Expect to be set free from every enemy that is attacking your life. And here in the school, you're going to be activated. You're going to learn how to hear the voice of God. You're going to learn how to prophesy the word of the Lord. You're going to learn how to lay hands on the sick so that they recover. You're going to learn how to see in the spirit. You're going to learn how to praise and worship in the way that God deserves. And so we are here, but the most important thing is that the Holy Spirit is here with us.
And he's very active. He wants to do wonderful things. So, you know, if we talked about the lost and you were lost, if the greatest thing about being lost is being found. That's the greatest thing about being lost, is when Jesus finds you. So I invite you tonight and for the rest of the week or in the morning, come to the Holy Rosary in Winthrop from July 19th, that was yesterday, until the 25th. That's Saturday. We finish at 1:30 on Saturday. It's a wonderful experience. People from all over have come. I have someone from Florida who flew in, someone from Florida who flew in, somebody from New York and Arizona who came in. That God is doing something. We need the something that God is doing. We are in absolute need of God.
On Friday, starting at 7 p.m., we're going to have a healing service. If you are sick, if you know anybody that is sick, bring them. Bring them here, because we know that Jesus heals in the same way that he healed 2,000 years ago. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And healing is our inheritance. It's something that he dealt with sickness and disease on the cross so that we could be healed. So come if you're sick. Bring sick people to the meeting Friday evening.
Again, the School of the Holy Spirit from July 19th to the 25th. We have morning sessions that start at 9 o'clock with Holy Mass, and then it continues until 1:30. And then in the evening from 7 to 9, you are welcome to come. You say, I've never gone to a thing like this. Well, you know what? Start coming. I've never done this. It's foreign to me. It's so good. Isn't that wonderful? Maybe the foreign was going to change your life. You know, you've sat in a pew all your life and nothing's happened. We need not to sit in pews, but we need to be touched by the fire of God. And then when we sit in pews, we're praying for other people. My friends, it's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's not about Maria. It's about Jesus.
I have a word from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, and this is the Lord speaking to all of us. And it says, awake, sleeper, and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up. It's time to arise from the dead. It's time to start walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's time to be carrying on with the works of Jesus. The time is now. When good people do nothing, evil will keep advancing. When good people do nothing, evil will keep advancing. So rise up from the dead, awake sleeper, and get filled with the Holy Spirit, and bring the lost to Jesus.
The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
May Jesus Christ be praised in your midst. May you know today this broadcast was for you, and that God destined it to be for you. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.